From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is under fire for announcing support of a 30,000-strong border force to defend territory in northern Syria held by U.S.-backed Kurdish-led fighters. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said despite Turkish objections, warnings, and advice, a country we have called an ally, a reference to the U.S., insists on establishing an army of terror along our borders. He asked, can it have a target other than Turkey? Ankara considers the Kurds part of a terrorist organization. Mr. Erdogan called on Washington to make clear its intentions. Trinity University analyst David Lesh said those intentions appear to be threefold.
We have to take the stated reason somewhat at face value that the U.S. government has said, and that is that it wants to prevent the Islamic State from reestablishing itself, because although territorially it's no longer there, pretty much, it's not a spent force. And also to, along those lines, to secure the border, because that not only protects U.S. interests and its allies in Syria, particularly northeastern Syria, but also its interests in Iraq.
Lesh also said the U.S. appears to want a diplomatic voice on the future makeup of Syria, as well as limit Iranian influence. Damascus vowed to crush the new force and drive U.S. troops out. Russia's foreign minister said the U.S. appears not to want to maintain the territorial integrity of Syria. Five Sahel countries, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Chad, and Burkina Faso, Monday launched their second anti-jihadist operation.
Chaque jour, la force conjointe devient...
French Defense Minister Florence Parly said each day the force is getting more operational, stronger, and more structured. The 4,000-strong multinational force, made operational last November for the first time, is backed by 4,000 French troops and has kept the operation underway, shrouded in secrecy. This is VOA News. The Palestine Central Council, meeting Monday in Ramallah, voted to call for the suspension of the recognition of Israel in a response to President Donald Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Council President Salim Zanoun said he was condemning and rejecting Mr. Trump's decision. He said the U.S. administration has lost its eligibility as a mediator and sponsor of the peace process. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu said the sentiment exposes what he called the root of the conflict, the refusal of the Palestinians to recognize the Jewish state in any borders. A pair of suicide bombers blew themselves up Monday in Iraq's capital Baghdad, killing at least 31, wounding dozens more. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but past bombings have been carried out by Islamic State militants. Pope Francis is in Chile at the start of a three-day visit. He was greeted by tens of thousands, many chanting Viva Papa Francisco. The Pope was also greeted by President Michelle Bachelet on his arrival, as well as a small group of protesters over sex abuse in the church. Francis will address national and diplomatic officials Tuesday ahead of a mass in Santiago expected to draw up to 500,000 people. In Venezuela, a shootout between special forces and supporters of a renegade police officer killed several, including two policemen. Five of the members of the rogue group were captured. It's not clear whether their leader, Oscar Perez, was also captured or killed. In June, he staged a dramatic helicopter attack using grenades on the Supreme Court building and the Interior Ministry in Caracas. A burning Iranian oil tanker that sank Sunday in the East China Sea has left a large oil slick that threatens marine life. Richard Steiner is an Alaska-based oil spill environmental specialist.
The tanker had about 1 million barrels of this very ultra-light oil on board called natural gas condensate. And this stuff behaves very differently than crude oil when it's spilled. It's very light, it's very volatile, and it's acutely toxic.
Japan's Coast Guard is trying to contain the slick. The tanker Sanchi was stricken after a January 6 collision with another vessel, with the apparent loss of all 32 crew members. In Tunisia, dozens more have been arrested in renewed anti-austerity protests that have swept the North African country. More than 900 now have been apprehended since the protests erupted following the imposition of higher taxes and prices January 1st. Ethiopia announced it would release hundreds of people awaiting trial and pardon more 2 weeks after pledging to free politicians jailed in the wake of anti-government protests, mostly by ethnic Oromo, over plans to extend the borders of the capital. The European Commercial Aircraft Consortium Airbus announced Monday it will likely have to stop production of the A380 Super Jumbo jet after failing to secure new orders for the past 2 years. But Airbus said 2017 was a very good year. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.